Hi, everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. Well, of course, I am going through some things, upgrades, and becoming, of course, throughout all of this. Only through our understanding do we become. Only through letting go are we able to even understand and become. So I wanted to, I have been thinking a lot about different things, of course, and trying to incorporate lots of studying time in relationship to this, but also allowing Source to really guide me to where to go is the most important thing here. If you are doing some studying, please do so with the guidance of the greatest source within you, and through love, of course. When we are in love, especially when we are trying to, of all things, of course, but when we are trying to really study, love is going to tell us whether or not we should continue studying or we should let go. You know, we get to a point of just reading and reading and reading. You're like, oh my goodness, this is not making any sense. Or you're getting really foggy, or so much information is just coming in and you need to stop. Love is eventually when you cease to control the situation or try to control the situation, love will come back and tell you exactly what is going on and exactly what this means. And all that good stuff. So every single day we are working through becoming. And we go through where there's so much energetic updates, right? There's so much that anybody can talk about. There's so much planetary changes, solar flares, all kinds of things, right? Full moons, new moons, solar eclipses. Crazy things that can take place, you know. And if you haven't noticed, I haven't really been doing much of those energetic update type things. From time to time, sure, I'll pull it in. I'll bring it up. I love for you to have a greater understanding about what it all means. So what, yesterday we had that five planetary parade. I could have talked about that. But what I hope that you have already understood or have come to understand is that the focus should never be outside of you. Unless it's something that you're trying to understand that's taking place outside of you. Your reality is your reflection. But when you get so hung up on trying to, whether you're blaming your reality, or trying to just, like, let me just use Venus here. If you're studying all about Venus, and actually I could even use people trying to find out their origin, their spiritual origin. You can get so hung up on trying to find out if you are from Sirius, Orion, whatever planet or star system there is that you think you're from, and forget about actually doing the work. People get so hung up on trying to find answers to something that, one, they are not ready to receive. And that's why I mention a lot, and I have in my past, and I'm not sure how recently I have, of course, I ask you guys to let go. If you guys just try to be in the alignment of love, if that is your number one focus, you're eventually going to have all the answers that you need. Love is going to get you to the highest level of your development. As long as, of course, you understand your level of development. And love is going to return memory. There's no need for you to constantly, you know, research Sirius, research Orion, the Pleiades, or a planet. and try to really understand it, you know, because in time, you're going to have all the answers. It's with faith, trust, patience, and love. Letting go and being still, that's going to provide you with every single thing. You know, so in the beginning, of course, I was one of those people. It's like, oh my gosh, no, I feel like I'm from Sirius. Oh no, wait a minute, I think I'm from Orion. You know, and that's why you might feel that you're a portion of every single system. Because we are. We are all a part of the same thing. Because we all come from the same source. So we can have so much similarities. And therefore lots of confusion. What if you felt you were attached to Orion, but you were actually from Sirius? You know, what is the internal damage or trauma that can take place by you not learning properly or taking in information properly? It's like anybody who reads the Bible and learns incorrectly about what the Bible means. That teaching, and that's taken place throughout all history here, that religion has been taught a certain way, and therefore people are learning it a certain way and becoming stuck in that understanding, to the point that it really hinders your connection with God, Christ, and therefore your own personal growth and expansion. People have learned incorrectly for so long. And stillness, being still, waiting for information to come to you in its proper time, and being open to understanding what that information is about is going to finally get you there. So I have been thinking about blood, and I know that might sound a little scary to certain people, as why would Christy be thinking about blood? Well, our blood changes, or we can have an upgrade or change in blood. And I'm going through some things, of course, that is bringing me to this topic. And I'm very emotional today. I feel a little emotional today through being grateful in my experience. And so, but when I'm talking about blood, of course, I'm talking about the sacrifice that was given through the shedding of blood of Christ. And I'm hoping I can give you a greater understanding. So when the mind is changed and the heart is transformed, because God's going to give you a new mind and a new heart, something has to take place. How in the world? It means we're not going to get a new brain. We're not going to receive a brain transplant or a heart transplant. Something has to take place. And love, again, is the only thing, because love develops pure light. Love is what connects us to pure light. Now, it's not the idea of what man has been taught what love is. I hear all the time, and I fell for this as well in my early process, that love has to teach somebody how to truly become. You know, like husband and wife. Well, the woman thinks that she has to kind of teach, or better yet, program her husband into doing what he is supposed to do in a marriage. And then a man thinks that he is supposed to control his woman and teach her what she is supposed to do for him. Wrong. That's still control, that's still expectation, that's still judging somebody that we fell in love with for something else. You know, like when we first meet somebody, we fall in love with them for every single thing. And then when we finally get into a deeper commitment or marriage, we begin the process of trying to change them. Why? But you fell in love with them for something. And then now you want to change that something to fit into your little box. And it's so wrong. So in order to really be loved, you have to let go of every idea that you possibly have in teaching somebody. Love is going to teach somebody to love you properly. You know, I have seen my husband here recently. First, I want to add that people right now are going through lots of back pain and body aches, okay, and lots of being so fatigued. But the back. So anytime the back is affected, you know, this is a point of where the Kundalini is trying to break through, okay? Depending on your level of where you are, the spine, it could be waking up for you. So I have seen my husband here this past week here, or a few days, and doing things that I am so grateful for. Things that are not normally done for him in the past, anyway, without forcing it. You know, my husband used to tell me, "Christy, all you got to do is ask me, and I'll do it." And then there's sometimes I ask him, and he's like, "Oh," and then I bring it up, and I'm like, "Babe, you've always told me that if I needed anything from you, just to ask, and you do it." But now here you are complaining about doing it. And so even in asking something of somebody, even if it's done nicely, depending on the other person that we're asking, that asking can still seem as a way of, "Oh, you're making me do something." Right? Yes. You're still bickering at me. You're still trying to control me. "Oh, you won't let me be," type of stuff. Then we begin to learn, hopefully. When two people are actually working together to love, when both of them have made a commitment to love. Love is something that is completely higher than two people, than a family, than our children, than society. It is the greatest thing, and it comes from the greatest source. It comes from light. And in any relationship, whether it's your family or marriages, whatever relationship you have, co-workers, anything, if you are dedicated to love in time, this practice takes time because you have to become love. Completely filled with love. And I promise you, your world and the people around you are going to reflect that love as well. Because love is a vibration that trickles and moves and expands based upon its source. Just like when we are in a bad mood, it's highly contagious. How often are you in love and feeling happy and good about life? It becomes contagious to other people. And that attraction makes them begin to think differently, feel differently, talk differently, and act differently until they are something different. And it's not different as in you have completely changed or you are now somebody else, like a possession, okay? Or it's hard to explain this. It's the real you. without junk that you have picked up through times. So in thinking about blood and the spilling of blood, I'm thinking of Adam, of course, because Adam is the first person that God created, but Christ was the one who spilled the blood for us to forgive us, to get us back to the point of being an Adam. Now, Adam is the first male, a first man. Originally, in order to become Adam, you construct Aleph, the first alphabet, because we're going back from the alphabet in reverse as well. But you also have to go from Aleph to Tav. So all of that in itself has to be combined. But Aleph, you become the Aleph. Aleph has two yods, or two points, if you will, two dashes, if you look at the alphabet of Aleph, the first alphabet. And then it has a longer line in its center. That is a vav, or a very elongated yod, if you will. So you can have three yods, or you can have two yods and one vav. It doesn't matter. The three yods consist of the Holy Trinity, of the crown, of the heart, and of the sex. Or even earth. But through the sex. The top of the Trinity acts as your brain, and then you're going to have your heart, the middle of the Trinity. And then you're going to have below. It acts as earth, because the kingdom as above, so below. But it works through the sex, or yasod, of the tree of life. And this is also, could be the meaning of thrice great. Anybody who has truly developed within the heart develops the soul. And has the ability of rising above that element there and into the crown to create Adam. So even if you are, if you're not using the three yods, you can use the two yods and then a vav. And the vav, of course, symbolizes our spinal canal, which is the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. But also, if you look at number six, it works with number nine of our sex, but still it can also work with number six, which actually works with our heart. So it's actually the central column, of course. So 9, 6, and all the way to the Trinity. 3, 6, and 9. And what did Nikola Tesla speak about that? Those who have the secret. Or those who know the secrets to 3, 6, and 9, whatever it is. Anyway, you guys know that saying. I guess you do. So 3 signifies the Holy Trinity of the crown, or yes, of the crown, Kether, Kukmin, and Bana. But also, you have once you have activated that part or worked through that part of your ascension cycle, it is because you have tapped into the light itself of Ein Sof and Ein Sof Or, and you carried that down into your body, into your being. Hopefully, that's what you're doing. And so if you were to compile Aleph, bringing down the two yods and into the spine, into the Vav, which is the spine, it moves into the heart. Aleph, and that's the wind. It is the breath. And so as I was doing my research on blood, I've discovered that the Hebrew translation for it, or spelling of it, is D-A-M. And then I did more research or understand, or I made connections. And I was like, well, this is with Adam, A-D-A-M. So if you use the A for Adam as Aleph, and then dam for blood, air and blood, I guess more specifically, you can use a breath and blood, okay? Every time we take in a breath, it fills our lungs. Our lungs, of course, are working through. It's because our heart is pumping and blood is able to transform. When our breathing is erratic, whether because we are just not conscious of our breathing, some people breathe that way. Some people breathe from their chest instead of their gut. And I used to be a chest breather until after my cervical neck surgery. Did I? And I when I lost my voice and I was going through my voice teachings again to how to speak again through properly. Anyway, forget what that's called. Occupational therapy through speaking. I learned I had been breathing incorrectly. So I became more conscious back then of my breathing, but it didn't matter. If you are learning to breathe properly, whether through if you're going to yoga or practicing stillness, and you are not breathing properly when you are going through anxiety, if you're stressed, if you are developing, going through having some fear or any type of negative emotions, and you aren't learning to breathe properly then you're still not taking in the goodness of the air. And therefore, the transformation process still isn't taking place properly. Every time we get a negative thought, we have to remember to breathe. The more conscious you can become of every thought that you have, and this is how love, how you can judge what love is, how you're breathing, and how it is in relationship to your thought process. Because if you're having a negative thought and you're becoming, oh my gosh, anxious of that thought or in fear of that thought, it's eventually going to change how you breathe, how your body feels, tight, tense, confused. All that kinds of stuff is going to take place, all of the result of a negative thought. And if you catch it, that's how you can judge whether or not you are in love or not. And then that's how you can judge whether or not you are treating others properly. Or have you been trained to treat people this way? If you can see, oh my gosh, okay, this thought here is making me angry. I don't care if you're like, I need you to do this. I need you to clean this because it's just in it, and you feel aggravated by it. You are the issue here, not the person who is not cleaning up something. It is within you. You have been trained to believe all of your life that this mess belonged to somebody else, but you're the one who sees this mess. Therefore, it's your reflection. It's an impure thought in you and a judgment inside of you that has been projected into your environment, but you're blaming somebody else. And that's how it works. It's hard to really understand this or to live by it. People can say all the time, oh, yeah, I know this is just a projection. But then they don't change that projection by fixing it themselves. They put the blame on another person. And yet that blame is still projecting something continuously in their life. I hope you guys can understand that. So I guess if I were to try to simplify this, The pure mind, the pure heart, is what purifies the womb of the mother, that helps create the purified or original Adam. And of course, the Adam is developed first within the dust of the ground, of earth. We have to develop Adam first. And then the elements rise and create portions of Adam. You know, we have to go through a Moses and become Moses. And then Adam, or the Messiah, is going to be developed or witnessed within ourselves. And we become the true man that God has created in the beginning. Because Adam first was androgynous. Adam was both male and female to begin with. But he was divided. He became divided and given a spouse outside of him. So then he had Eve. And what we're trying to accomplish is taking both polarities and making them become unified within ourselves, where we go back to the original source of creation. You know, so that this society, we are doing so much, you know, there's so many sexual changes in this society because there is a mental imbalance, a misunderstanding about the issues within ourselves. And that's why we see it so much in this reality. The energies are all off internally. There's a disconnection between what is actually going on inside of people, of the energies of that's overly powerful within them, or too high within them, or too controlling within them. And they are just in lacking. And that's how those things develop within this reality. But of course, you have to see it as a lesson for yourself. If you are witnessing that, if you see it in your reality, and you are judging it in your own personal reality, it's a great lesson for you. So I think I'm going to leave this video at that today, and I hope it has given you a little bit of understanding there. It's not what I had, you know, I could do more here. I guess I could do more. I don't know. It's just what I could compile today anyway, through what I am going through, and make sense of it all for you, hopefully. Hopefully I've done that a little bit anyway. And of course, you're only going to understand it. It's easy for the mind to understand certain things, whether we are reading it or hearing it from somebody else. But it's completely different when you go through it. And you're going to go through every single thing that I have ever spoke about in my videos, as long as you are in alignment with love. If you are a follower of mine, then my path is your path. Of course, our experiences are going to be different. And along the way, hopefully you are making the correct choices that get you towards the one path, the straight and narrow path. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.